Blog Talk Radio.
Teenagers, one of the first to fall to the drug war, one of the first casualties of drugs. Back in the 50s, maybe early 60s. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Our topic tonight is World War III is starting and everybody is blaming you. It's an old Alan Arkin line from "The Russians are coming, the Russians are coming." Have you seen their aircraft carrier destroyers? Yes, they have them. They've had them for some years now. I was surprised to learn today. Putin said the other day that his army could be in 5 European capitals in 2 days. While we're out watching for Ebola, don't miss this virus 68 that is killing kids in 14 states. One of my big beefs is, you know, all these kids that the bleeding heart communist or liberals are holding up to say, look at the outrage and the shame of these poor children trapped on the border. I have a different theory. I have a theory that the president of Mexico is a coyote. Yes, and he's also sitting on one Marine that Obama forgot about. Obama forgets about a lot of Marines, doesn't he? He forgets about a lot of Americans. But he didn't forget to go on safari in Africa and take a complete aircraft carrier task force along for the ride. And they pulled out a task force to go on safari because you might need a nuclear submarine to kill a buffalo. Yeah, and we paid for it. Take a few more dollars out of the... Is there anything left in the box? Remember Al Gore's locks? Based on the number of beheadings and mall massacres in the USA in one day. Then the second day it happens, then we'll have stats to compare to. Well, the mall massacres were up today. Unbelievable, man. We're a country, we self-destructed. Whatever happened to the United States? Where did it go? You know, they were there one day, they had a party, everybody was naked, and the next day they were all gone. Yeah, we're in trouble. Okay, let's give you a tune, and we'll get this show on the road. Let's see what we can do. Oh, yes. Obama has lied so much that he's hurt me. Started to mention the fact that president of Mexico is a coyote, and all of the communists are pulling your heartstrings on all of the suffering children. But what they're doing is they're smuggling in slaves. That's what they're doing, because these kids are undocumented, they're unaccounted for, and at least 10% will be cut out of the herd by organized crime. And we are doing a terrible disservice by not at least getting names and IDs for all these kids that Obama is assaulting the country with. Okay? It is really sad. Not all these kids will see good in the United States. Yeah. Some are going to see a lot of heartache and pain. My wife just showed me a card. Once a year we get a card from a kid that my wife adopted through a Catholic organization. He's from Latin America. I don't know which country. But every year we get a picture of him as he grows. And never once has he had a smile on his face. Never once. That is sad. That is sad. You know who else? When I get my picture taken for passport, I always put on a big fish-eating grin, you know. But if you ever look at Arab passports, they look like they just got an enema. They never smile. It is really sad. I've never seen a happy Arab. But anyway, that isn't what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, I love those demo camos who say, some of my best friends are little people. This is about, they caught the Democratic candidate in Kentucky, I believe, saying that she was going to stand up for the coal miners. And then they caught her with an open mic, and she was saying something different. So she hung herself. I love it. I love it when the truth triumphs. And that's why I said I love those demo camos who say some of my best friends are little people. A bartender, a champagne. No demo communist wants to see any American walk erect. To quote a slave of the Soviet Union, the new Soviet Union, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. If you're in a state that mines one lump of coal and you vote demo camo, you are an enemy of freedom, and we will pray for you, comrade. So having said that, let's see what else is in the news. Iowa starting to lean a Republican. And who's out there campaigning for the communist that's running against Joni Ernst? Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale, the Caliph of New York, a communist city, okayed in an hour. Your 911. Okayed and in your 911 American face. He okayed a 911 mosque in your face to be built in scorn across the street from holy ground, protected by Gerda Cross that he tried to remove through his communist community board, who gave him 3 terms of office, yet denied Rudy Giuliani extra time to finish up the slaughter of 911. Yeah. No, it's the law. And then they change the law to their own benefit. Anybody who wants to take your guns away, and that's what Mohammed Bloomingdale wants to do. This is Bicycle Pete. He turned New York, downtown New York, into bicycle country. They got and people can take the bicycles. They have them, the city put them all out there, and you can ride the bicycle and bring it back at the end of the day free, comrade. Yeah. And nobody's bringing the bikes back. It's unbelievable, man. Communists are stupid. They really are. Especially New York. New York communists. They're the dumbest. So he wants to take everybody's guns away. And he won't do it physically himself, but with a coward's stroke of a pen and a phone, he will do it just like Hitler did in 1939. Joni Ernst will make sure that does not happen to Iowa. Slave states were eliminated in 1865. Let us not allow anyone to take us back there, because this time the slaves are going to be multicolored. Yes, they'll be more white than black. It only goes to stand for reason. We're 60% or 70% of the population. And you know what Bill Ayer says, 20% of Americans will not knuckle under to communism and have to be liquidated. You didn't know that, did you? If one man's thinking it, somebody else is planning it. You want some pro-life news? Are we saving any kids today? 4,700 died closing today, huh? 86 babies are saved from abortion so far during 40 days of life campaign. So we saved 46 out of 4,700. You know, it was a stat that blew my mind today, and I heard it from a Democrat who I can't stand. Bob Bickle. You know Bob Bickle? I call him Bob Bicker. He's the only Democrat on the five that we know about. There might be an undercover agent there also. Bob Bickle said that when he went to Washington years ago, the number of lobbyist groups was 1,700. You know how many it is today? You know how many lobbyist groups are in Washington today? Take a guess. How's 40,000? How is your vote going to count when there are 40,000 lobbyists are pushing money in the faces of senators and congressmen? You think those senators and congressmen aren't getting taken care of? Well, I really can't take all this cash. You're going to have to put it, you're going to have to break it down into small donations, and you're going to have to send it in a check form to my war chest, because I'm going to war. Yeah. And when I get caught stealing, I'm leaving with my war chest. We're going to retreat from the battlefield. Yeah. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay, there's stories, you know. You don't want to hear all these stories about women and we're glad they didn't kill their kid. They shouldn't have the kids making the pitch. Yeah, I'm glad my mother didn't kill me. Yeah. What's your name? Ben Affleck. Unbelievable. Madonna. Yeah, unbelievable. You want to hear something from Walid Shubat, or we should give you a tune? I got a tune for you. I'm going to do a little doo-wop tonight. I call this the sniper tune because it says, I'll be seeing you. But it's a very beautiful song. Understand songs. Okay, there's a big uproar of the women's movement. The word is out that the women's movement is collapsing. And the feminists are starting to go down. And I just thought I'd offer my advice. And it's to quote a Jack Nicholson in Pritzi's Honor. They need to go home and practice their meatballs. In 30 years, there are going to be a lot of miserable women with lonely end-of-life issues. Not so much for guys, because guys just mosey along, you know what I mean? Who threw? Somebody hit me with a brick or what? The number one role for women is to have kids. They are programmed for it by the Big Banger, the boss of the galaxies. He designed them to be superior to men, to endure pain that men could never handle. So we know you're strong. We don't need some Bolshevik bee shouting propaganda. Get a man and treat him right. Do your part to pass on those great family genes. Thank you for your service. Signed, Abu Tom, the Mama's Boy. If I was Italian, my name would be Mameluke.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Watch out for this Obama virus of 68. Remember I told you the other night, never look at what the Democrats are pointing to. Always look at what they don't want you to see. Well, we're watching Ebola. This fast-acting virus 68 is putting our kids in danger. I saw a mother on TV today who put her 4-year-old kid to bed with pink eye and lost them overnight. So be on guard. The little ones are the most vulnerable, and it's in 12 states already. Obama could care less, and he is careless. To him, we are just another country. He is not American, and neither is the party that gave him the power to destroy us in sickness and in health. So that's watch out for this virus 68. You want to hear some reasons why liberals hate conservatives? This is from Godfather Politics. Let's see what they say. I guess you recognize that ding-a-ling. That's emails coming in. Hate mail. Dear Tom, I wish you were dead. Thank you, Dad. Let me see what's happening. Electronic cigarettes. A pop-up ad. I hate these pop-up ads. Wait, don't leave this page. They hijack you, man. They hijack you. There's very little. I noticed my screen is getting smaller with what I want to read, and all the rest is advertising. Let's see what this says. The following is from Christopher Cook at Western Free Press. Okay, Cook mentions a Facebook exchange. Republicans hate anything that isn't white, wealthy, and Christian, at least in appearance. They hate the poor, women, and minorities. I like this, man. I like this. We just upped our ante in the collection plate. Another $5. I'm tired of seeing the singles that I used to see as a kid in church. The same singles are going around, and the basket goes around faster than a frisbee. No wonder the church is shutting down. They hate science. These are the Christians. They hate science, and they don't believe that global warming, that the global warming we clearly are experiencing is man-made. You want to see man-made global warming, honey? You go to North Korea. Ask to see Kim Il-nook. He'll show you global warming. 30,000 degrees all at once. They hate any government programs that help the poor and minorities. How much are you donating? Oh, I don't donate anything. I need it all for champagne and caviar. You know how much beluga costs today? And they particularly despise immigrants. Hey, I came from a family of immigrants. You're telling me I hate my mother and father? Particularly the illegal kind. My Uncle Johnny came in from Saskatchewan, the wheat fields. He worked up there and came over the border. Didn't like the United States. Turned himself in and went back to London. They love programs that line the pockets of oil companies. Big oil companies, I don't care. As long as they're American big oil, they can line their pockets all they want. If they're American big oil companies, that means there are Americans working those oil rigs. And you need to take a little trip to Aramco in Saudi Arabia and meet a Texan. Mining companies and are willing, oil companies and mining companies, yeah, anything that's going to keep America strong. We don't need aircraft carriers. I had a liberal tell me that. We don't need aircraft carriers. Yeah, you know where he's going to be? He's going to be on a plane one day. He's going to be talking to Khalid at the Virgin counter. And he's going to be saying, you know, I was for you guys. I mean, I supported you all the way, even against those lousy Americans. Now, you're not going to kill me, are you? No, shh, quiet, quiet. We're going back to the airport through those two buildings there. Yeah, schmuck. They hate public education. It's not public education anymore, man. It's communist education. What'd they say? 30% of the nation is now speaking Spanish. They're teaching Spanish to American kids that speak English in the first grade. Tell me they're not dividing the country and turning it into a human Tower of Babel. They hate public education, and they hate public schools and the public school teachers and public university professors. They're all communist. I know there's good teachers out there, and you know what? They got a muzzle on. Yep, they've been muzzled by the Muslims. And since they do not respect the marketplace of ideas, you know what that ideas is? The Spanish got a name for it. It's called Cagada de Toro. They hate tenure that gives teachers and presidents academic freedom. Man, these people are sick. They are communist all the way. Comunistas. Let me give you a series of snapshot responses. Communists hate it when liberals use the poor women and minorities as political pawns to further the expansion of the state and make them dependent on government. 80% less government, 80% less taxes. Keep the money in your pocket. Whistle all the way to the bank. Have the banker open the door and greet you instead of going to Washington to lobby some congressman or senator. Conservatives love science. That's why they question the man-made global warming theses. Conservatives don't hate government programs that claim to help the poor and minorities, but in reality hurt the power long-term. Conservatives love immigrants because most of us are descendants of immigrants who follow the rules and came here legally, and there's a lot of Latinos. We know a Brazilian girl whose mother can't get here, yet she came here as a worker, and she came legally as a worker and worked 10 years in this country, and they won't give her a visa today. How's that? In the meantime, Obama is hiding children all over the country, and I still don't know who's the head of immigration. Do you? And do you know what the immigration policies of the United States are? And do you? Why are the Republicans so quiet like church mice? Why don't they stand up and ask some questions? Oh, no, they don't want to rock the vote. You know, after all, we're really Democrats at heart. We're the good Democrats, and the Democrats are the bad Democrats. Conservatives oppose illegal immigration because they understand that many liberals want to use it to grow an already bankrupt welfare. If you go to the 48 goals of the Communist Party, 45 goals of the Communist Party, they reached every one, and one is to bust out the United States. And another one is to control one or both parties. Right now they're controlling the Democrats, or the Democrats are controlling the Communists. Either way, it's the same thing. Conservatives oppose illegal immigration because they understand that many liberals want to use it. True conservatives despise corporate welfare and crony capitalism. Oh, yeah. I'll give you one that'll blow your mind. There is an organization, and I'm trying to remember the name, but it has to go with financial truth. And if you want to find out how much is in the war chest of any congressman or senator and who their big contributors are, you can Google it and you'll find out. Do you know who John Kerry's largest contributor was for his war chest? Take a guess, wild guess. You give up? Bain Capital. What does that tell you? When you get to the top, it's all the same people. So how is your Cadillac? Oh, it's running good. But it's being made in China, so I think I'm switching over to the Bavarian Motor Works. Conservatives do respect the marketplace of ideas, and that's why we're often critical of university professors. If you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, I say that when I'm president, a veteran will be entitled to walk into any university and take his free seat up front, and he gets a $10,000 bonus if he throws a communist professor out the window. No violence. It'll be a short fall, you know. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Imagine going and listening to some university professor who spit on troops in Nam, giving lessons why America sucks, just like his president. Yeah. The president that he put in office by hiding his paperwork. Insurance companies are generally despised, but we should remember that insurance companies are tightly regulated by government. Our government has often curtailed interstate competition among insurance companies. 40,000 lobbying groups, my friends. How important can your vote be when there's 40,000 lobbying groups? And it's absurd that conservatives don't care about clean food or clean water. Everybody's on an organic kick right now. wait till they're munching grass because there's no food left, and the communists have just chased them out of the city. Yeah, well, you don't. Have you ever practiced? Have you ever done any retreat practicing? And you know what you should do? You get up early in the morning, go to the George Washington Bridge, roll up a mattress, and carry it over your head, and see how far you get. Here are some of the comments. You just can't fix stupid. It's a real quick one. One guy says, if the condom fits, wear it. Liberals hate us because their brains do not function properly. Got some friends who are liberal Democrats and they're stupidly blind to what goes on around them. It's blame the rep for everything. Blame the Republicans for everything that happens. Dems can do no wrong. There is no more Democratic Party. It went out with Harry Truman. It went out with Harry Truman. Harry Truman was the last honest Democrat. We're going to dedicate this next song to John Kerry. It's called The Ketchup Song.
Bailar, and he dances, y la canta. I said, ahead, up, ahead,
Okay, Leon Panetta, when he was part of the Benghazi murderers, I did not like him. The thing that upset me about Panetta was two things. One, my friend Jimmy from Brooklyn said that he was involved with the Institute for Policy Studies, which is a KGB front group. So I put that in the back of my mind, and I save it for other information that may come and parallel that one thought, and then I can disprove it or prove it. But the thing that I heard him say that really upset me was after those guys were dead, and somebody said, "Why didn't you go and help them?" He turned around and said, "We can't go in guns a-blazing, not knowing the layout." When I heard that, man, I knew that those guys were dead before they were, while they were still alive, and they were sold out. So now Panetta has left the Obama administration. I'm trying to think of a word that that rhymes with administration, that stands for chaos, but I can't think of it. And he wrote a book, and Bob Bickle, I call Bob Bicker, he's come out tonight and said, notice these guys always come out when their book is coming out, and he's right about that. So two things Bob Bicker is right about that I'll give him credit for, that these guys all come out with the scoop when they're doing a book to sell books. And the other thing is 40,000 lobbyists when he was in Washington, D.C., were only 1,700. And now there's 40,000. And many of those lobbyists are relatives of the senators and congressmen. It's one big mafia, my friends, one big mafia. And you have the power to destroy it, but you're not doing your job. Because you're walking around saying, my vote don't count. And you know how many guys did that when Bush was running for office? Little Bush? 30 million. Do you know what the Gore-Bush count was in that election? 30 million votes each side. So there was another 30 million that didn't vote. And some people say it's as high as 60 million, which means you could overwhelm both parties. So your vote is important and it counts. But if you're a communist, they've changed the voting day. Your voting day is December 25th. You can vote for Jesus. Unbelievable, man. So Panetta says Obama gets an F. How about three Z's? As bad as Bush was to the lies of his opposition in the media, he listened to good advisors, including Rumsfeld. Everybody, the media is the ones that who destroyed Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld never self-destructed. Rumsfeld did his job. He was given orders. He was given an assignment. He was given a goal. He was given a limit, and he acted under those conditions. And it broke my heart to see Bush put his arm around Rumsfeld just before Christmas and say, he'll always be with me, and then he whacked him. That I will always hold against my bicycle cowboy. And I, if you get my book, I was one of Bush's biggest fans, and I still am. And he far outweighs anything that Obama has done. You want to know the difference between Bush and Obama? Bush loves this country. Obama does not. So the difference between Bush, he listened to good advisors, including Rumsfeld. And you got to check Rumsfeld's background. You know, the day that we got hit at the Pentagon, I often joke about that. And if you and did you see that congressman that put up this building protected by ADT when he was talking about the White House? I did that on 9/11. I had a picture of the Pentagon with a sign that said, this building protected by ADT, because the Pentagon didn't have one Stinger missile to bring that plane down. They didn't even have a demo missile. Obama listens to the wrong communists. That's his problem. He has lost the entire Middle East, which flared up on his watch. Now he's losing part of Europe and the Far East. And I think he even lost Texas, and Arizona can't be far behind, along with Staten Island, which there's talk on Staten Island of cutting the bridges and sailing out to sea to avoid a complete communist takeover of the Big Apple sauce. He and his party of death are true communists, and they should receive the Order of a Lemon. I have a picture of a lemon with a hammer and sickle on it. And I just happened to throw this comment in. I just turned on the radio, and the announcer says it is extra slow. I thought he was talking about the economy. He was talking about the LIE. You know what the LIE stands for? It stands for two things. One, the Long Island Expressway, and LIE also stands for the Obama Doctrine. I'll give you another tune. I'm dedicating this to all of the coal miners in the country. All miners, but in particular the coal miners. And God bless the mining community.
There's Cleo and Neo and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile. When Cleo feels free, oh, well, the dancing gets so wild. You'd swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
He was down in a hole digging for coal to make an honest dollar. The foreman screamed, it's 5:15, but he don't hear him holler.
I dug so far, I do declare, there's Cleopatra standing there.
If you don't believe it, come along and see it. Pittsburgh's about a mile. When Cleo feels free, oh, well, the dancing gets so wild. You'd swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
When I asked her age, and she flew in a rage, and when I start to tease her,
I say, you cat, don't treat me bad, or I'll go back to Caesar.
But dear, your kisses burn. It took 2,000 years to learn.
Cut it out, you flatterer. Don't kid Cleopatra.
There's Cleo and Neo and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile. When Cleo feels free, oh, well, the dancing gets so wild. You swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
Stars are jiggling. The crocodile begins to smile, and I begin a wiggling.
I sit upon a bag of coal and try to use my self-control.
But when a dance gets fiery, she brings out my Irish. There's Cleo and Neo and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile.
People in Kansas are in a turmoil over the Senate race. It's a race that the GOP should have easily won, but now they have a Democrat-backed Greg Orman leading by 10%. And if this trend continues, it could allow the Democrats to maintain a majority in the U.S. Senate. So people of Kansas, the country is counting on you. We cannot have no longer have a Democrat-controlled Senate. It gives too much power to the president. He's going to do what he wants to anyway with his executive orders. But we got 300 bills that the Republican Congress has introduced, and they're all sitting on the desk of that cattle rustler. What's his name, that cattle rustler? Harry Reid. I think Rush Limbaugh calls him Dirty Harry. The poll from NBC News and Marist College finds Orman leading Roberts 48-38 among likely voters. And the NBC Marist survey is better news for Orman than other recent polls, which have shown him with significant but less substantial single-digit leads. The battle for control of the U.S. Senate is coming down to six or seven crucial states: Colorado, Iowa, Alaska, Louisiana, Arkansas, North Carolina, and Kansas. And Kansas serves as a potential wild card. A couple of guys are riding to Pat Roberts' rescue. That would be Ted Cruz and Oklahoma's Tom Coburn. They're going to try and change that number situation around. And Orman contributed $4,600 to Barack Obama. He contributed $9,400 to the Kansas Democrat Party. He contributed money to Hillary Clinton and Al Franken as well. Orman is a Trojan horse candidate who the Democrats are counting on to defeat Republican Pat Roberts and turn Kansas, one of the most Republican states in the nation, into a win for the Democrats. Kansas, we're counting on you. Do not surrender to Obama. We have to stop him. We're going to have to overturn some of the bills that he's going to veto. We're going to have to overturn his veto. If we're going to survive as a nation, a guy can do. Look at all the damage he's done in 6 years. I'll give you one example of damage. 2,300 dead Americans in Afghanistan, and the press covered up every one of them. 2,300 Americans have died under Obama in Afghanistan. You know how many died under Bush? 461. Okay? So, and now Obama has lost Iraq. And so the efforts, the sacrifice of 4,700 Americans in Iraq, he just threw it out the window. And every town and village that they fought to take and died doing so, he has given to ISIS as a gift. This is from me, my fellow Muslims. Yeah. Yep. We don't know who we're fighting. Meanwhile, you got Harry Reid, who will be deposed once the Republicans take the Senate. And he can go back to rustling cattle. Harry, is that a cow in the bedroom? There's no cow in the bedroom. Harry, did you get married? Harry, you on your honeymoon? I just thought I'd give you that one. Okay, you want to do a little, well, we did That Day the other night. Dear John, that's a sad one. We can't play that one. Let's see here. Oh, how about the Duke of Dubuque? That's in Iowa.
I'm the Duke of Dubuque. I lose that name. Understood that my credit is no good, no good, no good. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's much to you. For now, or it was, I must write the zeros off. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. I'm descended from the Roman office in Russia. In the books, my father was Tsarin's Russia. But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese. Yeah, call them wolfhounds, if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke. Yeah. No pork chops, no gravy for me. Some leg bones and black eyed peas. Yes, I'm the Duke. I'm the Duke of the Duke. And you see
Trouble in Paradise. Obama and Valerie Jarrett were locking horns, and the secretarial pool picked up on the tirade. And it turns out it's over the head of the IMF. Her name is Valerie Lagarde, and she refused to see Jarrett. So, on Lagarde, you see who Valerie Jarrett turned to when she was rejected for extra dirty work? Chuck Heinrich Schumer, the Himmler of the Party of Death, where there is a Catholic pro-life Latino judge to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Himmler assassinates him with ridicule, which is assassination by ridicule is a communist tactic. You know what? The judge was one of the most learned professors of constitutional law. He had a speech impediment. So what Schumer did is he held a hearing, and he kept chopping him up. As the guy was stuttering to explain himself, Chuck would hit him with another question and not let him finish. And he tore him to pieces, and the media helped him finish him off. And, of course, the Republicans said, okay, Chuck, you're in charge. We'll do whatever you say. And then, if there's a Cuban kid to be kidnapped on Holy Saturday by the Clintonistas working for Fidel Castro, you will hear Chucky Poo justify it, like he justifies Democrat child murder, calling it settled law. It may be settled in your realm, Chucky, but not in God's realm. And you may get an appointment one day without your lawyer, because no one gets away with murder forever. So, in honor of Chuck Schumer, I'm going to play a pro-life tune and dedicate it to the pro-choice people.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby, you're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing? Are you happy in knowing that you're having my baby?
Do you remember the Terry Schiavo story? Terry Schiavo was married to a guy, and one night she got out of bed and walked from the bed to the bathroom, and she fell and hurt her head. And she was in a catatonic state, a state of vegetation. And all she could do was smile. And they said, well, that smile doesn't mean anything. That's just muscles. And she was the only witness to an attempted murder. Because I don't buy the story that on the way to the bathroom she fell and hurt her head. I don't buy it. One man's opinion. But the pro-life people, under a priest from Staten Island, was down in Florida trying to save her. And the husband wanted the plug pulled on her, and her parents didn't want the plug pulled on her, her parents and her brother. And the husband said, she's got to go. And the Democrat said, she's got to go. And there was, the Democrats held a meeting, you know, a press conference led by Bill Nelson. Okay, I call him Bill Bayonet, the baby's Nelson. And if you want to see Bill Nelson's picture, go to www.mediacrapmatters.us, and you'll see Bill sitting in an Ottoman chair and talking to Bashar al-Assad, another butcher. And also in an Ottoman chair at another time talking to Bashar al-Assad is Denis Kucinich. And another time is Nancy Pelosi. They're all sitting around the same Ottoman table in the same photo, staged photo. And Nancy Pelosi, she went to Syria to see Bashar al-Assad. She demanded a bigger plane. And she took 41 Democrats with her to go see the butcher of Damascus, who's a member of the Ba'ath Party, who's a ruler of the Ba'ath Party, the same party that Saddam Hussein belonged to. And he's the storer of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, which he told everybody he gave up, but he didn't. He's got more. And so Bill Nelson was there at that press conference, and it was led by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Spaghetti Head. You know, she's banned from every beauty parlor in New York. The only place that she can get a hair done is Tony's Pizzeria. And when he's finished quaffing her, he asks her, how would you like to top it off, with mushrooms or anchovies? And you know, Wasserman, I never trust a woman with two last names like Hillary Rodham Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You know, Wasserman is a test that I had to take when I got married. Yeah, a test. They used to have it in New York. It was a test for VD. But they did away with it because everybody's got VD now. Yeah, when the majority commits murder, murder becomes the law of the land. So, yeah, they were all there. And you know who else was there? There's one Democrat. What's his name? He's got an Irish name. I think he's from Virginia. He's a real hothead. He's also a pro-choice. They're all pro-choice, man. Yeah. I'd like to just take the guys that are pro-choice, and I'd like to remove their ovaries. Yeah. And the people who say that it's not a baby, it's a tissue, it's just a little bit of tissue, or call it a fetus, you know, because they give it, like Hitler used to say, you know, it was the final solution. You know, he would change the name of murder. And, all those people that say it's a little tissue and it doesn't, and you know what? There was a partial birth abortion bill that the Republicans introduced, and it was to give anesthesia to the babies that are having their heads crushed and their necks cut. You know, they do a little incision in the back of the neck. They cut the spinal cord. and then they vacuum out, or sometimes they use chemicals to burn out the baby. And they wanted to give anesthesia to the big babies that, you know, like 9 pounds, not 9 pounds, but 9 months, you know, 7, 8, 9 months babies, because they some people feel they feel pain. I guarantee you, if you're a little bit of tissue, you think you're a little bit of tissue, you come to my dentist office and you sit in a chair and let me just drill you with Novocaine and tell me when the pain begins. Yeah, unbelievable. And they wouldn't vote anesthesia for the babies. You know why? Because then they would have to admit that the babies feel pain. Now, how much money do you think that they're granting for somebody to prove that babies feel pain? Not a dollar. Not a dollar. So they all stood there and said, pull the plug on Terri Schiavo. And they starved her to death, and she died a torturous death. It was really sad. And there were Catholics and Catholics and Christians and Jewish people outside that hospice. And they were praying for Terri Schiavo. And I have a picture of a kid. He's about 10 years old. He's holding a crucifix. And I have another picture of the same kid. And he's by a paddy wagon, 10 years old. And the cops are putting handcuffs on him. He's surrounded by four big cops. And they're putting handcuffs on a 10-year-old. How's that? And I took that picture, and it's on my website. If you go to www.captainsblog.us, you'll see that picture of that kid. And, you know, I saw that kid when he was standing there with the crucifix, and he was like a little tough kid, and he had a lot of defiance on his face. And then I saw him when they put his arms behind his back and put the handcuffs on. He was still trying to hold his head erect, but he didn't have the pride that he had in his country before they put those cuffs on. And it was really sad. And those people, I know what I did. I took that picture of that kid when they were putting the handcuffs on him, and underneath I put the caption, you have the right to remain Catholic. Because it's going to come down to a religious war in this country. It's going to be good versus evil. And that's how it's going to go. So having said that, let me see if we got a tune left to play for you tonight. Hey, we'll give you a little Hawaiian 5-0 and perk you up. Okay, come on. Hawaiian 5-0 is not playing. Oh, we can give you a religious tune. Oh, we're not playing. Maybe
here we go, boys and girls.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
We're recording. There used to be a song in the 50s, maybe the late 50s. It was called He's a Rebel. It was sung by a group of girls called the Crystals. And
we'll give you Heaven on Earth.
Heaven on Earth, that's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on Earth, it's all been so thrilling. When I'm
time on earth. That's what you've made.
Joni Ernst, who's in Iowa, she's pulling ahead slightly. So Michelle Obama's going down there, and she's going to use her war on women shtick. Yeah, war on women. You know how many, you know, guys will never talk about this, but you should know there is such a thing. It's like a deep secret among men. They will never talk about it. They're ashamed of it. But there is an organization called Battered Husbands. I know I was in it. I testified wearing a mask at a congressional hearing. And my wife recognized my voice. And I was silenced. We're going to go out with a tune called Let There Be You. I'm dedicating this to all the beautiful women in the Republican Party. There are no beautiful women in the Democrat Party, and there are no kids in the Democrat Party.
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there if I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you. Let there be rain, and there was rain. Let there be heaven up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you. You are the feeling of spring. You are the beginning of dawn. Everything. How could anyone go wrong? Let there be stars, and there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you. Please let there be you.
Have a nice night, folks.